support grants to make life a little easier. Our grants are designed to help enable people to live as well as possible as their PSP and CBD progresses. With PSP and CBD, everyday tasks that were once simple can become challenging, and the emotional and financial pressures of adapting to new realities can feel overwhelming. That's why we fund support grants to provide practical help when it's needed. Since they launched 2 years ago, our support grants have funded a range of items, from mobility aids and home adaptations to specialist equipment and therapy sessions. Our grants are designed to help enable people to live as well as possible as their PSP and CBD progresses. They are also there to help provide support to carers. Catherine and her husband, Andrew Thorpe, who lives with CBD, took an important step preparing for the future through voice banking. With a grant from PSPA, Andrew was able to record and preserve his own voice using a microphone and headset funded by PSPA's support grant scheme, so that even as his condition progresses, he can continue to communicate using an app, using a voice that feels his. Catherine said, "When my husband Andrew was diagnosed with CBD, we both took early retirement. He wanted to make the most out of every day and make the most of our time together. Even though Andrew is still quite mobile, there are daily frustrations. Simple tasks like tying shoelaces or putting on the dog's harness is difficult. His speech has also deteriorated. He speaks much more softly now, and if he's tired, it can be hard to understand him. At his neurologist's suggestion, we were referred to a speech and language therapist who gave us practical advice for managing his speech and introduced us to the idea of voice banking. She explained that as Andrew's condition progresses, he will eventually lose the ability to speak, and that recording his voice now could allow him to communicate in the future using a digital version that still sounds like him. We'd already heard of voice banking through the PSPA WhatsApp group, where other people with CBD had shared their experiences. The speech therapist explained that sometimes, to capture the best quality recordings, Andrew might need a high-quality microphone and headset. It is often better to use a separate microphone and headset than the built-in laptop microphone. She recommended some models and said that a PSPA support grant may be able to cover the cost. The process was incredibly straightforward. I filled out the form, attached the receipt, and within less than a week, PSPA approved the grant. It was such a relief. It felt like someone understood what we were going through and wanted to make this next step easier for us. With the microphone and headset purchased, Andrew and I spent several sessions recording his voice. The speech therapist visited a few times to help guide us through it, and we sent the recordings to a company called Speak Unique. They created 5 versions of Andrew's voice, and together we chose the one that sounded most like him. The speech therapist, who had worked closely with Andrew, agreed it was a good match. It's comforting to know that when the time comes, his voice will still be his. The PSPA grant has given Andrew the chance to preserve something deeply personal and meaningful. Losing your voice is such a profound part of this condition, but thanks to the grant, Andrew has been able to hold on to a part of his identity and independence for the future. The next article is about Anne and Malcolm Hodges. Anne cares for her husband, Malcolm Hodges, who was diagnosed with PSP in February 2024. With his mobility deteriorating, Anne was fearful of falls, making it challenging for them when they went out. A grant from PSPA funded a rollator, giving both Malcolm and Anne the ability to enjoy days out together. Anne said, "When my husband Malcolm was diagnosed with PSP, our world suddenly became very small. I remember feeling utterly lost. It was an online search that finally led me to PSPA, and from that moment, everything began to change. At the Kent support group, I noticed someone was using a rollator. It struck me that it could help Malcolm with his growing unsteadiness. We applied for a support grant to buy one. The difference it has made to our lives is hard to put into words. The rollator has given Malcolm back a sense of freedom. And it's really Malcolm's link to the outside world. He is so unsteady, I feared he would fall, even while holding on to me, and potentially taking me down with him. Now, the rollator gives him stability and helps me get him out to coffee shops and garden centres about 4 times a week. The support didn't stop with Malcolm. I discovered PSPA grants are available to carers as well. Caring for Malcolm is very physical, and I had developed a painful knee. When I mentioned needing physiotherapy to strengthen my knee, PSPA stepped in. PSPA helped cover the cost of private physiotherapy, which included ultrasound and acupuncture treatments. It's made such a difference. I feel stronger and have been able to avoid knee replacement surgery for now. Caring for someone living with PSP is all-encompassing. I'm always on high alert for falls, and I have a never-ending list of tasks to tackle. But knowing PSPA is on the end of the phone and has a range of services and grants that can help, that's truly reassuring.